Welcome to the Clarity Advisor Show, where you'll learn how to grow your team today. Join Ken Trupke and his guests as they discuss what works and doesn't work to grow your team in today's world. And now, your host, Ken Trupke.
Hello, and welcome to the Clarity Advisor Show. Last time, we talked about the timely trends that I see as we're trying to build and grow our teams today. We talked about three things that you need to pay attention to in this season, for this current time. Make sure you're looking at remote work, being aware of generational differences, and embracing artificial intelligence tools. So this week, we're going to look at timeless truths. What are those things that are always true as we grow and build our business today? What are the things that leaders decades ago and decades from now need to be aware of because they're important? And I've got three of those for you today, so let's get started. First off, probably the biggest one, the one that I see getting most people in trouble most often, communication. Communication is critical, and communication is hard. So a couple tips. People are going to fill the void with negativity. So if you don't communicate, if you're not intentional about providing information, well, people are going to fill that vacuum with negative thoughts. Nobody ever doesn't hear something and think, well, I haven't heard anything for a couple weeks about that. I'm sure everything's going really well. Or my boss hasn't checked in with me in a couple weeks. I'm sure he thinks I'm doing great work and is spending time with other people. That's not how people think. We think, I haven't heard anything in weeks. I'll bet the company's in really big trouble, or I'll bet we lost a big sale, or I'll bet several customers have left. You know, we're going to die homeless and penniless. Like, we fill that void with bad things. The boss hasn't checked in with me in weeks. He's probably getting ready to fire me. Now, those things probably aren't true. The point is, if you don't communicate to your team what's happening, they're going to fill the void with negativity. That's just how we're wired. And so you've got to make sure that you're telling people what's appropriate when it's appropriate, and let them know if there's something you can't share. I can't tell you that. This is what I'm able to share with you right now. As more information becomes available, I will get it to you. And just let them know where things stand. Another tip is that synchronous and in person are better than asynchronous and not in person. And so synchronous just means kind of a fancy word that just means at the same time. So if you're talking to someone on the phone, that's synchronous. They're hearing you when you're saying it. Right now, my communication with you is asynchronous. I'm talking, but you're not hearing when I'm talking. You're hearing a recording of me talking. So it's asynchronous. Email, even though you might be like back and forth and it feels synchronous, it's still asynchronous by definition because I'm not hearing what you're writing as you're writing it. I'm only reading it when you hit send. And so it might be really tight and feel synchronous, but it's still asynchronous because I could still read that email or that text or that Slack whenever. I don't have to do it right then. And so the beauty of synchronous is you can correct misunderstandings right away. You can hear when somebody's, especially if you're in person, you can see when you're not connecting. You can see that your communication isn't landing. They don't understand what you're saying, or that you can signal that you don't understand what they're saying. And it solves a lot of issues that get blown out of proportion when they're allowed to build up because of asynchronous nature. If you send an email and I don't read it until tomorrow, and then I misunderstand you and I send back an email that's maybe a little pointed because I misunderstood you and I'm upset, and then you get upset because I'm upset. Well, we're just spiraling up when all that happened was I initially misunderstood because I couldn't get correction real time. And so that's why the phone or in person are so important, because we can be right there to know what's happening and make sure we're on the same page. Just know that communication is critical, and where businesses tend to get off the rails isn't because a machine broke or and a food ingredient wasn't available for our restaurant, or frankly, because we lost a customer. It was because we had a miscommunication somewhere and people didn't understand something that we got confused. Now, frankly, that might be why the machine broke down, because we didn't communicate that we needed spare parts or that it was needing preventive maintenance. We might not have communicated that our inventory was getting low on an ingredient, and that's why we ran out for the menu at the restaurant. Or it could be that we didn't communicate well with a customer and they got frustrated and left. So even in those instances where it doesn't look like it's communication, it probably is communication. So last thing here, both sides of the DISC profile are important. Now, quick refresher on DISC. It's a model of human behavior. For purposes of this point, you only need to know, draw a circle and put a line down the middle. And on the left side of that is task-oriented people. And on the right side are more people-oriented people. People tend to be, this is obviously a generalization, and people can change and people can be even different, whether they're at home or at work, whatever. But in the workplace, people tend to be, on a given day, either very task-oriented or very people-oriented. And we need both. They're both very valuable and important. And we need to pay attention to the task orientation and the people orientation of our team. And everybody has some of each. And just because you're task-oriented doesn't mean we don't want to make sure that we're checking in with you. And because you're task-oriented as a leader doesn't mean you don't want to be checking in with your people and make sure that you're giving them some people-oriented attention. And on the flip side, because you're people-oriented doesn't mean we just spend all our time talking about how we're feeling and what we need from each other. We also need to get some work done. So there's a balance there as a leader. So make sure whether you're a people-oriented, primarily people-oriented person, or you're primarily a task-oriented person, that you value the other side. That yes, what are you doing and when will it be done? That task orientation, those questions are very important. We're here to get work done to serve customers. But equally important and valuable is the people-oriented, how are you feeling and what do you need from me? So keep that stuff in mind. Communication is critical, has been, and will be. Communication is something that you'll never master, but you can continually get better at. And striving to improve your communication skills, your writing skills, your listening skills, your speaking skills, all those are valuable. Understanding human behavior, the DISC model, strengths finders, Myers-Briggs, any of that that helps you understand where people might be coming from so that you can work with them better. All very valuable. Okay, timeless truth number one, communication is critical. Timeless truth number two, culture trumps skills. A key thing about people is they want to belong. They want to be somewhere where people like us do things like this. And here we do things this way. People want to belong, and they want to belong to something bigger than themselves. We want to have that shared purpose and shared values. And those things tend to matter more than the skills. The skills almost feel like they're a timely trend. Like the skill you have right now is important right now, but it may evolve and change over time. But being part of something and wanting to be working with people who believe what you believe and share values that you share and share a mission that you share and want to serve customers that you want to serve, that is what's timeless and what unites teams and helps them to outperform other teams. And so we want to really focus on that culture, those core values, the core purpose, why we're here, who we serve, what we're doing, and make sure that everyone on the team feels like people like us do things like this. And I am definitely people like us. I'm part of this group. I belong. Now, there's a trust element in here too, that, you know, the team needs to trust each other and needs to trust the leader. And so there's a trust element to culture also that we want to work on. And primarily, we're looking at people wanting to belong and making sure that we're choosing people and interviewing people and onboarding people who want to be there so that we are a cohesive team culturally, and the skills will come. We can figure out the skills. We can train the skills. We can outsource some skills, and we can learn skills over time. And frankly, over time, what we need for skills is going to change. So first who, then what? Culture trumps skills. All right, last timeless truth, appreciation. Besides wanting to belong, people also want to know that you notice and that they matter. People want to be appreciated and recognized for their work. And those are two separate things. People want to be appreciated. Listen, people have options where they work more so than ever. With the internet and remote work, there's lots of choices where people can work. It's not just in your limited geography if you answer the ad in the local paper. It's much broader than that. You can get information about jobs all over the globe, and you can potentially work those jobs from anywhere in the globe. So people have choices. So why would they choose to work with you? And part of the answer is if you meet their need for appreciation. And this isn't new, but Gen Z and Gen Alpha especially don't just work for the money. They won't just put up with things for the money like Xers and boomers did. They want to be part of something that matters, and they want to matter. They want to know that what they're doing is recognized, that you as a leader see them, and that what they're doing matters, and it matters to the mission, which matters to them. You know, that why. They want to know why this team is doing this thing, and that they want to choose to be part of it. They're not just going to put their time in like they saw their parents or their grandparents do. So notice what people are doing. Say thank you and remind them why we do what we do. Make sure people know that you notice them and that they matter. Okay, that wraps up Timeless Truths. Quick review, communication is critical. It's hard, but it's really important. Culture trumps skills. People want to belong. Make sure they know what you're doing and that they fit in, that they know and you know that they are people like us doing things like this. And then appreciation. People also want to know that you notice and that they matter. So make sure you're saying thank you and reminding them why we do what we do and why they're there. I would love to hear your comments on those timeless truths. What do you think about those? And also, what other timeless truths are out there? What things do you think about when you think of leadership and growing and building great teams that have been true and will always be true and are definitely true today? That wraps up the Clarity Advisor Show, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Clarity Advisor Show. Clarity Advisors is a speaking, training, and consulting firm specializing in helping you simplify your sales and operating systems to improve efficiency and grow your profits. Connect with Clarity Advisors today to learn more about how they can help you improve communication and get your team aligned and engaged for greater success.